Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, on the trail of the Black Arrow, Lone Silver, ride!
There is untold worry and misery in Calabash. That was the way the note began. It was the latest of many messages that the Lone Ranger had received from the same mysterious source. He knew but two things about the writer of the note. The writer was a girl, a small girl to judge by her footprints, and the information she gave the masked man had proved reliable.
And over there, fellow. Good place to meet horse in Cottonwood.
Right.
Very silver.
Oh, 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 God. Oh, well, there's still lights in some of the buildings in Calabash.
Yonder cafe. That's where you could go.
That's right, too, Tubby. And to go there wearing my mask.
Oh, counter not like ID.
I don't like this evening's business either. Seems to me it's just about the most unusual request this unknown girl has made.
That's right.
To go masking alone to the cafe. Well, I'll do it.
Kimo Tubby.
Yes, fellow.
Maybe sometime someone learn about girl who send note.
Well?
Maybe send tape note. Note that take you to trap.
I know the girl's handwriting.
Oh, maybe someone write same way.
We'll take that chance. You'll always be on hand if there's any trouble.
Oh,
right. No, you don't trust this girl too far. It's been a big help in running down Crook. And now, Silver, old fella, you'll stay here with Tonto for a little while.
Well, we'll be ready for fast run when you come.
You'd better be. I'm likely to be just a jump ahead of bullets.
Hunter not like plan for tonight.
I'll be back in a little while. And maybe we'll find out just what this letter is leading up to.
What's the matter, Sheriff? You aren't drinking tonight.
No.
Maybe you'd like me to fix you one of them fancy drinks with the liquor that comes in bottles instead of cash.
I don't want anything, Bart. Where's Maisie tonight? Isn't she singing in your cafe anymore?
Sure, sure thing. She'll be singing a little while now.
Well, I'll wait to see her.
See her? To hear her, you mean, don't you?
I said I'd wait to see her. Look here, Bart. Have you noticed anything odd around town in the past couple of weeks?
No, I can't say as I have.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. What should I see around town that isn't the usual thing? It's alive. You're acting doggone mysterious tonight, Sheriff.
Mm. You see anything of Grant Bundy during the past week?
Sure, only yesterday he saw him. He was over to the land office talking to that little half-pint-sized army that handles the real estate.
How'd he look to you, Bart?
Well, to tell you the truth, Sheriff, he didn't look like he was enjoying his riddles. He had a sort of a tired look about him, like he hadn't slept much. Mm-hmm. And he was selling his land.
That's what I heard.
Can't figure it out, neither. Yeah. He's willing to sell his land for almost nothing. Anchors to leave these parts and take his wife along with him, so he says.
Did you hear that he ever needed cash money?
No, I should say not. He's always had a whopping pile of cash.
Oh, there's Maisie now.
Oh, and isn't she the handsome girl? I'm downright lucky to have a girl like her staying in my cafe. Downright lucky.
I'm going to speak to her.
Hello there, Maisie.
Hi, Maisie. How's it going? How's that handsome gentleman friend, Maisie?
Good here, Maisie.
I'll be with you bad by, boys. Hello there,
sir. Maisie, I'd like to speak to you a second.
Oh. Well, just come.
Well, what are you looking so scared for? I'm going to arrest you.
No, I know. I'll see if I'm back here.
Well, hold on. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Please let me go. I got a thing in a couple of minutes.
Well, if I am, it's that way, not out the front door.
One little air. That's sure, that's all. I'll be right back. Let me go. You're bothering me.
Mm-hmm. Mighty nervous. Now, why is it?
Let go of me. I am on time annoying.
Are you waiting for me? I didn't mean to startle you. Your name is Maisie, isn't it?
Yeah, take it. Take it in the name of Maisie. Leave me alone.
All right, I'll have a look what's in there.
The sheriff.
You're coming, mister, and I want to talk to you. Give me that package.
Hurry, Stranger, get away from here. No, sheriff, don't.
Let me get him. Let me get him. Maisie, let go of my arm.
No, no, you mustn't stop him. Let him go. No. It's all right, sheriff. It's none of your affair.
I'm making
drop
it my...
Drop that gun, sheriff.
Huh? What is
I
this?
I said drop the gun and keep your back toward me. If you don't, I'll shoot. I'm not fooling.
Well, I've all run
nerves. As for you, Maisie, you'll come with me. I mean that, too. Who are you?
Well, that's what I'd like to
Come
know.
Come on, Maisie. If you do what I say, you'll be back here in time to sing your song. Don't turn, Sheriff. My gun's pointed right at your shoulder. I hate to put you out of business for a few weeks. Where should I go? There's a horse for you back of the building. Get in the saddle and I'll join you. We're going to take a ride in the moonlight and talk.
Returned to the spot where Tonto was waiting on the edge of town. He carried the package still unopened in his hand.
I don't like it, Tonto.
You do what letters say?
Yes, it's a package from a girl who almost paralyzed us here. And the sheriff came from the cafe. You'd have taken a shot at me if that girl hadn't thrown away when the shooting hand.
No. What's in the package?
Open it up and find out. You know, it's time for what I had to do.
Well, no one come after you. Tonto, watch.
And you can stay away for the time being. We've long enough to see what Maisie gave me.
What are you rapping on, Packy?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I'll be glad when this is over. I guess you will too, won't you, old fella?
Give it, Bobby. Look.
Money, eh?
Oh, much money.
No message of any sort. Nothing but money. Oh, there must be thousands of dollars here.
Isn't that right? Now, what we do with money?
Why did Maisie hand it to me? How did she stop the sheriff when he tried to stop me?
Where did she get money?
I know there's a mystery here that might lead almost anything.
We'll stop the horses here and talk. If you want to, Maisie, you'll be able to get back to the cafe in time to do your thing.
The sheriff doesn't pin us down and call you to account. But who are you, anyway?
My name wouldn't mean a thing to him.
Oh, what do you want?
Just a few facts from you. Where did you get all that money you gave away tonight?
None of your business.
Who else has had to make a big payment like that?
I'm not telling you a thing.
Who ordered you to go on the porch of the cafe and hand the money to the man who came up to you?
Go on, Billy. Keep asking questions. I'm not answering any. You get tired of talking for nothing, maybe you'll let me get back to work.
Maisie, I'm going to tell you something that'll scare you. Get ready for it.
Scare me.
All right, then listen to this. The man you gave that money to is generally known as the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? No. No, he couldn't be.
He was.
That's the wildest story I've ever heard. I've heard all about the Lone Ranger. He's not a...
Not a what, Maisie?
I'm not talking to you. I'm not saying a word.
Then I'll talk some more. I got wind of the fact that you were going to hand over the cash tonight. I sent the Lone Ranger a note.
Why?
I asked him to be there to take the cash. Now, the man you were really supposed to hand it to will think you failed him. You'll think you defied him. Dared him to, well, take his word.
Is this the truth?
As true as I'm sitting on this horse. You heard the voice of that man. You heard the Lone Ranger is a voice that doesn't sound like anyone around here. He was masked, wasn't he?
Yes.
I told him to come on foot, because I thought he might be identified if he came on that white horse. He's been pretty active around this part of the country. I didn't want him to be stopped before he took the cash from me. So he did come on foot. He got the cash and got away with it. I wonder now That's what'll happen to you.
Hank, you know what you've done to me? In the name of mercy, what do I do now? I'm going to face death, and you must have told me what happened.
The same as they told Mrs. Grant Dundee.
Who?
You're not the only one, Mavis. Mrs. Dundee was made to pay. Grant Dundee had to sell his land to raise the cash. He sold it for a third of its value.
And there were others?
Yes.
Why didn't you pick up more then? Why did you take someone else? Why did it have to be me?
You needn't be afraid. Have you heard of the Lone Ranger? Well, he's on our side. On your side. Don't you understand that?
What can he do?
He can do a lot. He'll help.
Nobody knows who these fiends are.
You've got to help, don't you see? If you don't help set this gang, I'm guessing. I'm sure that more than one man is involved. If you don't help get them, they'll... Well, you know what'll happen.
Yes, I know.
All right, then. Now come back to town and sing your songs as if nothing happened.
Oh, how can I?
You're a good actress, Maisie. You can douse some cold water in your eyes and gone. Nothing will happen to you while you're in the cafe. And when you leave, the Lone Ranger will meet you.
How do you know? How can you be sure?
He'll be there.
And you, who are you? Could you believe that me too? Where can I find out?
You will not see me again, Maisie. I'm going to get word of the Lone Ranger. For the sake of other women. For your own sake. Tell him all you can. And trust him.
How are you going about it, Tonto? We've got to wait here.
No, me not like it.
We can't run away and take this money with us. Just do something with it. Give it to the owner.
What way?
Tonto, you're prejudiced against everything this mysterious girl requests.
All right.
She said in her note that if we wanted to help her, we should remain here unless we were chased. Probably get word to us in some way.
What we do then?
I don't know. This amount of money is involved, though. We can be sure there's something big going on.
You think maybe girl will come here?
I doubt it. She'll probably send someone with a note for us. She's taken every precaution to make sure we don't see her. I wonder who she is, what she looks like. How does she get her information? How does she learn so much about us?
Not us. We'll learn plenty about you.
It's the same thing, Tonto.
Good for you, one. Someone come near.
Tonto, it might be. Maybe it's a message.
Hello, Lone Ranger, answer me.
Just a minute, I'll be there. Come on, Tonto, bring the horses.
Here, Silver, you ride and catch girl.
She said read the note. She's depending on us, Tonto.
A girl rides plenty fast. You ride hard, maybe catch her.
I can't do that. She wouldn't have come here herself if it wasn't urgent. Stop to read the note, there'd be no chance to catch her. There's the rock.
There are notes, right.
There's still enough moonlight to read it.
As the masked man read the letter explaining what the girl had found out, his lean face hardened. His eyes behind the mask and the set of his jaw reflected steel determination.
Otto, we've got to do something. To find out who's behind the crime to the threatened smother.
Huh? There we go.
Down to Calabash. We've got to have a talk with that Sue at the cafe before it's too late.
Be ready.
You're riding into danger, Kimasabe.
Get him up, Charles. Help him!
You have just heard the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. As the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into the town, Maisie was talking with a tall, dark man in the cafe.
Jake, you've got to let me leave here alone. I can't explain.
You're going to meet someone. Ain't that it?
Well, maybe, but honest, Jake, oh, I can't tell you anymore now.
It's about time we told folks around here we're married. I'm sick and tired of the way all the men want to dance with you and buy your meals and presents.
Yes, yes, yes. I can't let our marriage become known. Pop wouldn't let me see you anymore. He'd say our wife's place was in the home.
What do I care? I say the same thing. I've got lots of money. My gold mine pays rich.
Oh, you never will understand, Jack. I want to be a great singer.
You?
Oh, I know I ain't. I haven't got the education, but someday, maybe. I'm studying all the time. Now let me go.
What's the matter with you? You paid that cash, didn't you? You ain't got nothing to worry about from those scheming crooks.
Well, I paid it. Yes, I paid it, Jack. Not at the time I was supposed to.
And what's ailing you? Why you got to leave here alone? Who are you meeting?
Jack, I'll tell you all about it later. Honest, I will. I'm not even sure that I'll see you. But I've got to leave here alone. And now.
All right, Maisie. Go ahead. Go on.
Goodbye.
I'll just follow her alone. She meets some man. Well, I can throw a knife as straight and true as any man alive. As Jack followed Maisie from the cafe, keeping to the shadows, he clutched a knife in his right hand. The little singer hurried on toward the appointed meeting place and found the Lone Ranger waiting for her.
You are the man who took that money?
Yes, you remember me?
Why did you do it?
It'll be returned to you. I want you to come to Grant Dundee's house with me.
Why?
His wife was threatened with torture just as you were. Maybe we can learn something if we talk it over.
Oh, there's nothing I can tell.
We'll go there anyway. By comparing notes, we may be able to find a clue. At least you'll be safe at Dundee home. Tonto, you can walk the horses.
How to do it.
But wait.
Maisie, you've got to be guarded, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Don't you know anything about the man who demanded all this money?
No.
Didn't he write you a warning?
Well, I had to burn it. I kept it for a couple of days, but he knew I hadn't burned it, and he threatened me with awful things if I didn't obey.
Well, how did he threaten you?
Well, he spoke to me one night in the darkness when I was going from the cafe to the place where I bored.
He spoke to you?
Yes. He came up beside me. It was terribly dark. Couldn't see his face. He had it covered with a cloth.
How tall was he?
I don't know.
Tall as I am?
I can't remember. He seemed huge in the darkness. He was much taller than I am. But I think he was taller even than you are. And heavy. Fat.
He was fat, you say, Lucy?
Yes, that's right.
Don't you know of anyone in town like that?
No, I thought at the time that he must be a stranger in town.
Well, you see, Maisie, you've already given me some information that may help.
So?
We'll be at Dundee's in just a moment. You'll then...
Look out! What? You? Me get up!
Oh, yes, you!
You're telling what I'm thinking. Let go of me. Let me call you.
Just yet. I want to know who you are and why you threw a knife at me.
Dick, have you lost your wits? This is a long range.
I don't care who it is. He's the one that threatened you. He's the one that got that cash, my cash.
Your cash?
The truth may as well come out now as ever. Your friend hadn't shoved me out of gotcha. That's the way I wanted it. Now the law will have to take you instead. You're the one that threatened Maisie, and she's my wife.
Your wife? Maisie, is that true?
Yes. We're married. We had to keep it secret. I live in the Newman house and work in the hotel. Jack, this is a Lone Ranger. He got the cash, but he'll give it back. He's trying to help.
Unlikely story.
You come along with us, Jack. We'll all sit down in Grant Dundee's house and have a conference. His wife is threatened, too.
What if I don't want to go?
Bring him along, Tonto.
Tonto, do it.
Oh, let go of me. I'll go with you.
Dundee and his wife, Maisie and Jack, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto sat about a table in the Dundee home. The masked man said,
"We have to get something better to work on, Mrs. Dundee."
"I don't know how I can help."
Maisie didn't think she could help either, but she gave me some very important information.
What was that?
Well, she received a letter telling what she had to pay and what would happen if she didn't pay it.
Same as my wife did. I paid it. I'd do anything before I'd let something happen to my name.
Were you instructed to burn the note, Mrs. Dundee?
Yes, me too.
Maisie didn't burn the note at once. Somehow the crook or crooks knew that she didn't burn it. When she was going from the cafe to her rooming house, a man approached in the darkness. He told her she'd better get rid of the note.
No one said anything to you, did they, Molly?
No.
Didn't you bring a money then?
I kept it. I put it away. I paid the cash, but I aim to try and find the crew that got it. Maybe that note will help.
I still think that masked man is a crook.
What's that, Jake?
Maybe said the man that approached her was big and fat.
Shucks, this Jenny fat.
He could wear a lot of padding under clothes that was too big for him. He could look taller in the dark.
He's plenty tall enough as it is.
The fact still stands. He got the cash from Maisie.
Well, Jack, this is a Lone Ranger. You know why he got the cash.
You'll get it back, Jack.
You're doggone right, I will.
Mrs. Dundee, are you sure your first note was the only one you got?
Oh, yes. Just the one.
I put it away in my strongbox.
Dundee, I'd like to see the note, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. I'll get it for you. I keep it in the strongbox over here. You used to keep credit there, too, when I had the cash. I'll lock it for you.
I don't see if this is getting us anywhere. If I hand over my cash, I'll go home.
Stay with us for a while, Jack.
It's a pretty high-handed way of doing things.
Yeah, there we are. A lot of papers here. They keep most everything here. Ink. Gold stuff's been out a while back. I keep it here with a pen so it'll be handy when I got papers to sign. Now, let me see. Deeds for land, mortgage. I got that note here somewhere.
You let me have that box, and I'll try and clean up things where the ink's spilled, Graham.
Oh, it's all dry now. Here we are. Here's the note. I don't know if it'll help much, but you look good to that.
Have you seen the handwriting like it anywhere?
Nope.
Maisie, look at the note and see if it's the same writing as the one you had.
All right.
While you're doing that, I want to talk to Tonto outside. Come on, Tonto.
You know, I sure like the style of that masked man's talking.
I don't know why it is, Grant, but somehow I feel it was him on our side. Everything will work out all right. You know, maybe I'll find these terrible criminals that are robbing us. I'm hoping so,
man. Yeah, I never will.
Well, there won't nobody be safe until he does.
Who are there, Thurston?
Oh, an errand boy, Mr. Dundee. We have nothing more to talk about until he returns.
Then let me go home. I'm tired.
Sit down.
But listen here.
Sit down.
Oh, all right, all right.
I don't know why you so good sitting in the Lone Ranger, Jay.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Nope.
You think that you're a jealous fool, Jack. It's all because he's the one that's helping me and not you.
Who paid that cash?
You did. But you didn't have any idea you're trying to get the crook.
And risk your life by doing it? Not me. I'm just afraid this Lone Ranger here is going to cause all the women that have been threatened to really meet up with trouble. These crooks are smart, mighty smart. They'll know what's going on, and you can mark my words, they'll do something about it.
We'll take that chance, Jack.
Maybe it would be best to let things stand, Missy.
I have an idea that when Tonto comes back, we'll know who the criminals are. We'll just sit quietly and wait for Tonto.
You might return my cash in the meantime.
We'll wait till later for that.
You plan to keep it?
No, I don't.
Why don't you return it, Missy?
We'll wait.
But a minute ago, you said...
A lot has happened in the last few minutes to change my mind. We'll wait.
Tonto returned to the Dundee house. He dismounted hurriedly and burst through the door. And he gave a signal to the Lone Ranger, and the masked man rose to his feet.
All right, now it's the showdown. Come with me, all of you.
Me too.
You, Dundee, your wife, Maisie, and Jack. Tonto, you get the sheriff and a deputy to take charge of the criminal.
You really got it?
We know who he is. Come on.
Where are you going now?
The hotel, Jack. One of the rooms in the hotel.
Hey, this is my room.
That's right, Jack. Sheriff, have you told your deputy that he should be ready for trouble?
Yeah.
And I'll tell him what I know. Maisie.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Tonight you handed me a bundle of money, didn't you?
Yes.
Where did you get the money?
Jack gave it to me.
Where did you get all of your money, Jack?
I got a gold mine.
You didn't get it from anyone in town, then?
No.
Then do you pay attention to me,
do you? Oh, sure. What is it?
You told me that you'd spilled a bottle of ink on your strongbox.
That's right.
Have you kept your cash there?
Some of it. Well, I used to have cash.
If you spent all of your cash to save the life of your wife, you gave it to the man who sent the note of warning.
Uh-huh.
The note had no ink on it. It must have been put in the box after the ink was spilled. The cash you put in the box, some of it, been there for some time. You paid that cash to the extortionist. Left it where the note demanded. Tell me then, Jack, how it happened that you gave your wife those same bills. How did you get Dundee's money?
You mean you accused me?
I came here to search your room. Tonto, show us what you found.
Here, big clothes. Here, padding.
That would make you look bigger, Jack.
Why, you...
Go on, Tonto.
Here, high-heel boots.
To make you look taller.
Jack, you...
All right, stay where you are, all of you. I'll shoot to kill.
Look out, Grant, you'll shoot.
You're smart. I wondered if you caught the sign on my wrist when my sleeve slipped up.
Yes, Jack, I did. I suppose you had to raise a lot of cash for the Black Arrow. You sent your own wife a note so you could pass the word around how dangerous it was to cross the orders and send in those threats.
So that's how you knew I didn't burn the note. Why, you two-faced devil, you...
Shut up. I'm leaving here now. I'm leaving and I'll shoot the...
Yes, before you go, let's not show what else he found.
Here are all cash that Cook collects.
That will be returned. You can take charge of it, Sheriff.
Yeah, I will.
Here's the cash you paid to Jack, Mr. Dundee.
It wasn't stained at all. I got it from the lady.
I know. I used that to make Jack admit the crime and show his hand. You won't leave us, Jack. The sheriff has deputies outside the window.
Too thin. I ain't turning my head.
You needn't. We'll tell you that my head...
Let's... Let's get him.
Take charge, Sheriff. Hello, I'll be on our way.
Hey, stop. Doggone. They went out that window before we got a chance to thank him.
So that was a Lone Ranger. Why, Juniper Molly, I sure like the way he works.
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.